Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin of Kemmer and Senate District 14 with a legislative update from Cheyenne. Senator, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm great. It's a little warmer today, so I'm great.
A little bit. We're only at 15 below zero. So, yeah, a little bit warmer.
That's a heat wave. You're in a short-sleeve shirt, aren't you?
That's right. Hey, sandals and flip-flops. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Senator, a couple things I wanted to bring up as we get an update. Of course, this is still on the House side. But they're working on that supplemental budget and a big discussion still on the House side as far as saving versus spending. And traditionally, the Senate has had has been a little more conservative with the money and the budgets that have come over from the House. And so when this supplemental budget does reach the Senate, what do you expect to happen? Do you expect maybe more savings to win out over spending, or is it still a little too early to tell?
You know, the mood in the Senate, I believe, is to save more, and that's typically the case. And I'll be really honest with you, I haven't paid that much attention to what the House is doing. But I expect that when both are said and done, that the House will have looked to save more, or the Senate will look to have saved more, and the House will look to have spent more. That's what I expect. I don't know if that's the case, but just after a second reading, that's what it feels like.
All right. Well, Senator, some bills that are currently being discussed in the Senate, any bills that you feel are worth highlighting that have been going through the Senate process?
The biggest bills that we're doing with in the Senate now, we're almost done with all the Senate bills now, is the property tax bills, of course, are the major issue. There's a lot of discussion around schools and charter schools. That's the big thing. We've got a bill coming up on final reading, say the EMS districts, which affects all of us in rural Wyoming. That came through my committee, and it'll be on final reading in the Senate today.
Maybe Senator, give us let's talk property taxes. Maybe give us a few specific bills. I know there's been several proposals that have been presented.
You know, the biggest bill and the one that's had the most discussion in the Senate is a bill that lowers property tax rates, lowers them from 9.5 down to initially 7.5. I believe we landed on 8.5. The difficulty with that being is when you lower property taxes and you reduce that income, that's income that goes to the cities and counties. And that's been a hot topic, because if I lower your taxes, that's great. Everybody wants their taxes lowered. But then when you don't have somebody to plow your streets, or, you know, somebody to take care of your counties and cities, it affects you in a different way. So we're trying to balance that out. So we had a balanced budget introduction in the budget yesterday about taking some money out of the general budget and backfilling what we take away from the city and county, what they would normally receive in taxes. I don't know how that'll fly in the House, but that's the big discussion. We want to lower taxes, but we don't want to hurt the cities and counties.
Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin of Kemmer on the air with us this morning. Senator, any other bills and proposals you'd like to highlight today?
You know, EMS districts that I mentioned is a big deal, because it allows municipalities or districts to form a special EMS district. EMS, emergency medical services, in the state have struggled, and there's every possible combination from private to paid to city to fire department to there's every conceivable combination in the state, but they're all struggling financially. Emergency medical services is not a moneymaker. So this bill proposes special fire districts where using mill levies that can generate their own income and maintain a service in small communities that otherwise don't have services, which will be a lifesaver, literally, to some small communities in the state. Others, not so much. The big cities, not so much. You know, they're run through the fire department or through a hospital and are well supported, but in the small communities, it could be a real big deal. So that's a bill that came out of my committee that was really important, I think.
That's State Senator Fred Baldwin. Senator, thank you for your time. Anything we missed?
No, I don't think so. I apologize for my voice. I'm trying to get my voice back, but if you've listened in on any of the meetings, right now sounds a lot better than it did.
Well, that's good. As long as there's improvement, right?
Yeah, well, I keep hope. I know it'll get better in 4 weeks when we're done.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Senator, wish you the best of luck. Thank you for your time today.